Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Happy Open Line Thursday to you, my friends. We are the Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Show's brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area, EMP180weightloss.com. Good morning. I am Cakes, and I'm joined, as always, by Jason Bishop.
Hello, Cakes.
Hello, Jason.
Happy Thursday, Cakes.
Happy Open Line Thursday to you. He has no social media presence whatsoever, but you can always contact him on the text machine, 800-636-1067.
The zip line.
Also joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Does the zip line ever work? Like, do people use it? I don't know, really.
Yeah, yeah. I get texts all morning.
Yeah. Gotcha.
They use it throughout the show.
Very cool.
It's the only way to get in touch with that dog.
Gotcha.
That's it.
Well, you can always hit me up on Twitter, EB Junkies, or Instagram.
That's right.
That's about the extent of my social media outreach.
I have both Twitter and Instagram at Money Metal Cakes, though my Instagram has pretty much been sidelined because I had not used it in so long. I think they basically kicked me out of my account.
You're kidding.
And I don't know how to get back in.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Can't you just put in a forgot password?
Yeah,
forgot login.
They want me to do a proof of life type of photo.
You got to download the photo.
Or I have to hold up something like with a code on it and send it back to them.
You're kidding.
It seems like a lot of work to get back on
Instagram.
Well,
it's the same thing you had to do when you got on the Bitcoin stuff, right? The Bitcoin and the coin stamp.
Kind of. Like your two-factor authentication.
All
of that. So there's security hurdles for me.
Didn't you? I saw you tweet a picture. I assumed you also sent it to Instagram of your big chip stack yesterday. If you felt it a donk.
Yeah, that was just to Twitter, Instagram.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I wish I'd walked out of MGM with all of that chip stack. I turned into a little bit of a chip volcano after that, but still had a nice score. I walked out with $305 in my pocket.
Nice, perfect.
If I just walked out after that score, I would have had about $800 or $750.
Oh,
multi-way pot or just.
Yeah, it was a three-way pot, and I got it all in with pocket
set of
fours on the flop. Flopped a third four.
What did the other two doing? One guy had aces. What did the other guy have?
I can't even remember. It was a woman. I can't remember what she had.
She must have had a draw.
But then later, I got frisky with pocket eights. I thought I was silly. I made it $80 pre-flop with pocket eights after somebody.
$80 pre?
Well, somebody had made it $20, and he had a short stack, and I was like, well.
You just wanted to get it
in? I was like, he doesn't have anything. He's just messing around with the short stack. So I was like, okay, I'm pocket eight, so I have a real hand. Made it 80. He flat calls it. He only has $30 left, so of course I'm going to put whatever I have left in on the flop. It all runs out. I don't get the third eight. And of course, he flips over pocket queens, and he looks at my eights like, what are you doing? You big idiot.
Yeah.
So there was some hemorrhaging.
You got a little cocky.
I got a little cocky with the chip stack, but it happens. It happens from
time to
time.
Well, when you're playing with house money, you kind of figure, all right, well, I could take a chance here.
That was kind of
you know what
came
you're
into
doing?
Play.
You're helping your image, too. A little bit of a loose player.
Doesn't hurt.
Going to bring some action to you.
Sure.
Are you seeing the same donks? Now, you're only going once or twice a week, but
yeah.
Are you seeing the same donks?
I do see a lot of the same faces.
Yeah.
And now they're saying this face a lot. National Harbor, too.
Right. But, I mean, you see the same guys, and you already know their playing styles.
Yeah, but it's more that, like, as I walk through the tables, I do a quick scan, like, okay, I know. I've seen that donk. I've played with that donk before.
Yeah.
I see that donk every time that I'm here.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm starting to get some familiarity with with people.
How many old guys just sit there, read the paper, and just set mine? They're just looking to hit sets on people.
I don't know if they're
don't
that,
play many hands.
I don't know if
read the paper.
I don't know if there are that many guys like that are just looking to whore you with a set.
Yeah, they just
every
play
time.
Like three or four hands an hour, and they're just waiting to
you
set
know what?
Mine you.
There aren't
hopefully
that.
If you're not paying attention.
Now, I'm playing at the lowest level. I'm playing at 1-3 no limit. But there aren't that many donks just just sitting there like nits and rocks and not playing hands.
I remember the Borgata.
Those games can get frisky.
I remember the Borgata was littered with those guys.
Right.
Just old guys Locals. Just sitting in there every day. They'd read the paper and just wait to flop a set on
sure.
somebody.
Yeah.
I nearly got into a fight with one of those donks.
Yeah, I remember.
I got a few years back.
I was sitting with it probably 12 years ago.
It's a little bit of a different scene.
So you
up
walked
in Jersey.
With 305. Good job.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Last few weeks, you've been killing it over there.
It's been a pretty good run of late. But that just means the other shoe's
that
about
means,
to drop.
Yeah, that means doom and gloom.
That just means that my reverse Midas touch when it came to picking the Wizards to win last night, guaranteeing
a win.
They're
going
to
beat the Magic.
That's is going to follow me into the poker room.
Well, two brilliant decisions. You thought the Wizards would beat the Magic, and then you decided, because we talked to Brent Johnson yesterday, he convinced you the Flyers were going to beat the Pens.
Yes.
So you didn't do that bet.
Yeah, so he scared me off that. I was like, you know, I just don't
Well, a lot
know.
Of people don't realize what happened last night.
I tried to get both of you in on that series bet.
Initially I was in. I was ready to put up $1,000 on the Pens to win 500, just to win the series.
Right.
To beat the Flyers. But then we had Brent Johnson on. I love Brent Johnson, but he's like, yeah, I don't know. Matt Murray, the way he's been playing lately, I don't know. Flyers could pull the upset. It planted that very small seed of doubt in my very small brain.
Yeah.
So I stayed away.
And Mr. Bickle, what happened last night in game one?
Seven zippy.
7-0, just drubbing. I mean, the Flyers looked like they didn't even show up for the game.
Valdez, did you put a series bet in like I did?
I did not.
Oh, my God. Well, you guys are just giving away money.
Slept on it.
Watch. The Flyers will probably come back and win the series now. That's because I'm talking
that
smack.
That is impossible.
You want to hear the cakes guarantee?
Yes.
There's no physical way the Wizards, even without John Wall, lose to the Tankapalooza Orlando Magic. Is there?
It is Tankapalooza.
You know what? It's not possible.
But hold on.
It's officially impossible that the Wizards lose tonight in Orlando. Mm.
But Richie.
Impossible.
Richie. They've lost to Tankapaloozas before.
I know they have, but tonight is different.
Not so fast, my friend.
Yes.
The Wizards will be without John Wall and Otto Porter.
I knew
tonight.
That Wall wasn't playing.
And Otto.
And Otto went out with a leg strain last night and didn't come back in.
So, but you're saying they should still
Even
win.
Even without, you can't beat Mario Hezonja and Bismack Biyombo. Are you kidding me?
Should be able to.
I guarantee a win. Whoa. Guaranteed one of these.
You know, Eric, you know what to do.
What? Yeah.
Fade it.
Yeah,
faded all day long.
Bet it all on Orlando.
Bet it all on the Magic. Well, Junk's listener at GoGo Jeffro on Twitter,
he actually did.
He said he clicked 500 to pay out 1,300 on the Orlando money line after hearing my declaration on the podcast.
That is awesome.
You know what,
so
GoGo
great.
Jeffro, you should ship me 10%. You should hook me, because otherwise you don't place that
we
bet,
We might have
my
to
friend.
Revitalize the website.
You might have to.
Didn't the Magic bench all of their starters, too, in the second half?
Yes.
Oh.
They got beaten by guys like, you ever heard of Kem Birch before?
Kem Birch.
His name's K-H-E-M.
See, Kem Birch. No. He went to UNLV. Don't know who he is.
Yeah, you don't. How could you know who he is?
We used to have a website, alwaysbetagainstcakes.com, and new listeners have no idea about this. And we would just ask Cakes every day for his one sure thing.
My tingle play.
His tingle play, the best bet of the day, and then we would bet against it. And it really did secretly infuriate him. And I know I personally ran up. I was just doing $25 bets.
Yeah.
I ran up $25 up to $900.
I mean, that's a sick run.
And then I kind of started picking and choosing. And
I deviated from the script.
Because also, I felt bad because I was really rude. I got such a kick out of it. But I know deep down it was infuriating Cakes that he really, because it's impossible. Couldn't pick winners.
Yeah, now it doesn't faze me. I couldn't care less. if teams lose and I pick them to win,
yeah, you don't bother.
You could do
because you've been doing it so long.
Yeah,
you're immune
to
it.
It's just part of my DNA at this point.
But you could do always bet against EB, always bet against Lurch, and you'd have the same result because you can't pick winners.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
It's butt hard.
It's just impossible. But it is funny. That
I hit two parlays last night.
I was so convinced. I was convinced down to my core that the Wizards would go and beat the tankerific Orlando Magic. You think the Magic wanted to win that game?
Well, of course not.
They didn't care.
They benched everybody.
And have less ping pong balls in the hopper for the draft lottery.
But apparently the Wizards wanted to lose more than the Magic did.
Well, you know what's so strange about it? Remember they went on that run and everybody eats and everything and the over 30 assists again? And John played the day before and they had like 34 assists. Last night, 17. Back to the exact same box score that set Scottie Brooks off on Saturday night. Exact same scenario. They shot 34%.
When did they didn't they play back-to-back? Played the Celtics here.
And then the Magic last night.
Then they flew down to Orlando. They just didn't want to play the game.
It's just silly. I mean.
Well, let me ask you this, Drab. Even if they had won, wouldn't they still have been the 8 seed?
No.
Why? Because did they lose? Did they win a tiebreaker against the Bucks?
They would have been the 7 seed. They would have played the Celtics.
So they would have won a tiebreaker over the Bucks.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So they would have faced
Boston.
Boston, and then they would have faced the winner of the Sixers and the Heat series. Now they have to play the 1 seed and then face LeBron in the second round.
And
good luck.
I'm going with Drabby on this because he looked it up the other day. I'm assuming he's right that 8 seeds are 5-65 against 1 seeds.
Yeah, that's straight from drabstats.com.
Right. 5-65.
Well, I don't get that. Why were they behind the Bucks when they were tied record-wise the last few weeks? Or last couple, not few weeks, but last couple days?
I don't know. I'm just telling you everything that I read. Here's Bontemps last night. Everything fell right for the Wizards. And then they lost.
Who's this person you're speaking of?
Bontemps.
I don't know that person.
Everything fell right for the Wizards. And then they lost to the Magic when Orlando was actively trying to give them the game in the second half. Amazing. Raptors will play Wizards in round one.
Okay, well. Look, they've beaten the Raptors. All these Wizards fans are telling me they've beaten the Raptors before in the playoffs.
How was it? You're listening to dumb AWOD. That was in 2014-15.
I know. It's 4 years ago.
Ancient history.
Were they the one seed? Were the Raptors the one seed?
No.
Exactly.
No, they were not the one seed.
Right. They're playing allegedly the best team in the Eastern Conference.
Did they split with the Raptors in the regular season? I think they did.
Yes, 2-2.
Yeah. All right, well, you're getting the one seed. You're getting a team that's, 34-7 at home, something like that?
It's impossible to get excited for this series. I mean, it's just impossible.
But you can get excited about the Caps tonight.
Well, yes, you can. That's my guy.
Let me ask you a question. I was thinking about this on the way in.
Get pumped.
Is it possible to get people excited? And it's open line Thursday, by the way.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take 217 calls.
Or
that's the goal, 217.
Two. I'm going to bet on two.
It's closer to two than 217.
Under. Oh, yeah.
Is it possible to, and we can feel it out maybe, possible to get non-hockey fans, just casual sports fans.
Right. Excited
about this series. No. Excited about this game tonight.
Not until they go up, they'd have to go up like 2-0. I think they'd have to get some momentum.
Because I'm not a hockey fan.
Yeah, but you get weirdly.
But I'm a Caps
it's
fan.
It's like the Olympics for you.
I don't know much about the sport. I don't know much about the players, much about the rules. But when the playoffs come around, I just get excited.
I know.
I like that.
You're like the same way with the Olympics.
I like that you get pumped for the
it's
Caps.
It's very similar to the Olympics for you.
Yes.
You like playoff hockey.
Or World Cup.
You like playoff hockey for the locals.
I do. I like it. And I'm wondering if I'm the only guy, or are there people out there right now going, I didn't watch one hockey game this year, but I can get excited about this series.
You're a rare bird.
Okay, all right. You're not even trying. Come on, back me up here.
Well, I don't think there are that many casual sports fans that get super geeked up for the play. I mean, maybe,
even if it's the Caps?
Maybe.
I think some want to, but their failures in the playoffs.
Expectations are so low.
Have beaten people down over the years.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that's not the casual fans been affected by it.
Yeah.
But it's the people who've been rooting for the Caps forever, like me and like a lot of people that listen to the show, that they don't approach the playoffs with excitement. It's more like fear and apprehension,
right? Because you
especially
know what's coming.
When you see the Penguins just blow out the Flyers in game one.
The good thing about the Caps, though, is that
game was over in the first period.
Yeah, it was over.
The good thing about the Caps is they honestly exceeded expectations. People thought this was going to be a team that was really going to struggle, right? And they won.
Well, people thought that they would be a playoff team, but maybe a lower seed.
Yes,
right. Yeah. And they didn't think they'd win the Metro.
They had over 100 points, and they're kind of hot. Going into the playoffs, they have they have an issue at goalie, which is weird when you have a hot team. But there are reasons to be excited. But I think it's because of our past history that a lot of us are just like holding back.
I get it, but those are also people that kind of follow the team. I'm just talking about the person who doesn't really care about regular season hockey. Now that the playoffs are here, can you get excited about it?
Bandwagon wise, yes.
I'm okay with bandwagoners.
Yeah, right. Me too. I'm okay a bandwagoner. But they have to start winning. I don't think people are going to be butt-sized.
There's plenty of room on the Caps bandwagon.
I mean, it's a
There's
big game
so
tonight.
There's so much room on it.
Cakes, tonight's a monster game.
It's a gigantic game.
Game ones are just big.
It's the biggest game of the series. Game one, 7:30, puck drop.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. Jason said he wants to take 200 calls. I'd like to take more than two. Let's see if we can
do that. I can guarantee you would take more than two.
We actually did a show one time where we just tried to see how many calls we could take. I think we got it over 100.
I think so.
I think we did. That was the goal. Let's go to Peter, but that's been years.
Yeah.
Peter, what's up, buddy?
Peter, you're on with the jokes. Peter always calls early.
Peter, are you there? Help you get me out. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, I figured I'd help you get 50% of your calls out of the way in the first segment here.
Yeah, we got one more.
Hey, since you're talking about the NBA playoffs and Jason likes to glom onto these random teams like the Red Sox and the Niners, I was wondering if he's going to be a Philadelphia 76ers fan this playoffs.
Yes, absolutely.
Switching channels last night, and they were absolutely dismantling Milwaukee. It was like 44-12 in the first quarter.
Yeah, they
it was fun to watch.
I believe they outscored the Bucks 46-18 in the first quarter.
Markel had a triple double.
Markel Fultz. Yep. Did I read youngest player ever to have a trip dub?
Yep.
Wow. Obviously, the Bucks didn't care about that game. yeah, I will be a Sixers fan.
But the Wizards fan first.
I want I want the Wizards to advance. Yeah, but I'm not a Wizards fan. But I want them to win. Just professionally.
And on the baseball front, you know, as a Braves fan, after a 2 home and away series facing Scherzer and Strasburg twice with an even split with the Nats, you know, I'm pretty happy with that. I want to ask EB, are you worried about the bullpen at all? You know, the starters are amazing, but
a little bit more.
You know, they've had a little bit of rocky going here.
A little bit. I mean, I love Doolittle. I think he'll be fine. I think Matt's will be fine. I guess I'll go with Rizzo and assume that Kinsler will get his a sinker ball pitcher. He'll be fine. It's the middle of the pen there. You know, the middle inning guys that I'm a little bit concerned. The Sammy Solises of the pen that I don't love.
Well, yesterday was Sean Kelly and Mattson was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But I think Mattson's be great. I'm not worried about him at all, really.
4.5 back in the Mets won again.
Yeah, Mets are on a heater.
10-1.
You can get off to a hot start, and it just sets the tone for the whole season. I've always said that.
Yeah. Is there a site where I can track like projections for team wins? There has to be in this age of analytics.
Probably. It sort of changes daily.
Yeah. I need to start following that.
Well, the Mets are on track for about 140 wins.
I'm officially worried. I officially have a curly W for worry about our 91.5.
Oh, you're fine.
Sweat bet. I'm already worried. This guy's worried.
Yeah. Last year, were they 5-5 last year, and they still got to the 95?
I'm not worried about last year.
No, I'm just saying.
Didn't have sweat last year.
No, but they were 5-5 or whatever last year, and they got to, would they get to 95 wins? So they're 6-6.
Yeah, 95.
Yeah, you're fine.
I panic. I'm a panicker.
Okay, I'm with you. Anytime your team loses that you're betting on, you think about losing. Think about losing the overall bet.
These things can happen. It is an open line Thursday. You want to take 217 calls. The number is 800-636-1067. You can call us throughout the show. Joe Beninati is going to join us at 8 to talk Caps. Chris Russell is our Capitals insider for 106.7 The Fan. He will be on at 9. And Chris Miller covers the Wiz for NBC Sports Washington. He'll be on the show at 9:20 here on the Junks on an open line Thursday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't forget, a tradition unlike any other, Joe Beninati joining us before the Caps drop the puck in their playoff series, and he will pick all the other series that haven't started yet for Jason so he can bet on all of said series. That's coming up at 8 a.m. here on the Junks.
I took Pittsburgh. I laid 190 to win 100 for them to win the series, and I parlayed the Nashville Preds with the Winnipeg Pets to both win their series.
Okay.
I only put $60 on that.
Okay.
$60 pays me like $38 or something.
And the Jets got the dub last night.
Winnipeg won game one, and Nashville is an overwhelming favorite.
They're playing the Avs in the first round.
They're minus 550 to win the series.
It's a big one.
So if they lose that series, that's one of the bigger upsets in recent history in first round of the playoffs.
Yep, so Joe B will join us at 8 a.m., so we're looking forward to that, breaking down Caps and Jackets with him.
I tried to get you guys involved in that Pens bet, but you shied away.
I know. I'm regretting it now, but what are you going to do? Can't live your life with regrets.
JC, you know how when you get a movie review and you read all these great things and you just hear one person slam it?
And yeah, I don't see it because that's what he did?
That's what infected me.
Is that what you did or you just didn't think about it?
A little bit. No, I thought about it. But when Brent Johnson's all of a sudden picking the Flyers, ex-NHL goaltender, and he thinks, you know, they might have their number, you lose a little of your swagger, a little of your confidence.
Now, the series isn't over yet. They still got to win three more.
Of course, but
out of the five games, I believe, five games that the Pittsburgh Penguins have played the Flyers.
Right.
Four in the regular season and game one last night. They've scored 27 goals.
Yeah, the Flyers just have no answer for them.
27 goals in five games.
And if all goes according to form, that series will last four or five games, tops. And the Caps will be in a seven-game war with the Blue Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
So then they'll have a rested Pens team if they're able to get past Columbus in the first round. Boy, I'm glad I'm not a glass half-empty sort of guy over here.
No, you're not. You're very positive.
I'm very optimistic.
And by the way, and during the break... So Drabby did do the math. It's 5-63. It's not 5-65 for the NBA playoffs. Eight seeds versus one seeds. 5-63.
And I just have to hope.
It's an 8% chance.
I have to hope that Valdez will take advantage, if the schedule all comes together, of hitting the DC Sports trifecta. Nats, Caps, Wiz, playing the same night.
I've already thought about that.
I know you have. It's your thing. It's your baby.
I might bet against them. Let me see.
When's game two of the Wiz? That's Tuesday. So the Wiz Raptors play Saturday, Tuesday.
And the Caps play tonight and Sunday.
Yeah. So it's not going to work for the first couple games.
All right. Let's bang out some of these calls. It's Open Line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You could chime in. Jason's trying to poke Caps fans here and sort of just the casual sports fans that aren't really that into hockey, but come playoff time, do get into it, get behind the Caps. I mean, I totally encourage that. But I'm not getting that sense yet. Now, I do think this is a bandwagon town. If they get one or two wins under their belt, I think people will jump on board.
I'm getting a little sense of it in the building. I mean, our station mates at 94.7 Fresh FM, I saw Jen Richer in the kitchen wearing her Cap sweater. She's rocking the red already.
She's good.
That's good.
I should have worn the Brooks like.
She said, I know nothing about hockey, and I don't care, but I root for the Caps.
She roots for the home teams.
That's a sign.
Caps win tonight, I'm wearing Brooks like jersey tomorrow.
I like that.
They lose, I'm out.
You know what? I'll double down. I'll wear one of my counterfeit Caps jerseys hanging in my closet. I'll bring it in.
All right.
Butcher jersey.
The Butcher.
Yeah, one of the jerseys from the Butcher. It's either a Backstrom or I might have a Brooks-like jersey, too.
I have a Brooksy and a signed Brooksy and a signed Holtby, but I don't want to wear that.
You can't wear the signed jersey.
Yeah, but I don't think I have
any.
You can
wear a signed regular jersey.
I'm definitely going to wear the signed Brooks-like. It's the only one I got.
Yeah, but what if you spill coffee on it or something? Like, you can't do that.
I'm spill coffee on it. I drink a ton of coffee.
No, but I'm just saying, you know.
I'm not going to spill it. I'm not you. You spilled something once a day.
Yeah.
Hey, you should tear up that Holtby jersey since you're a groovy guy.
No, I'm totally fine with Holtby, but right now he's not the hot
guy. He's a Caps guy. He's not a groovy or Holtby
guy. He's just
guy.
Not the hot guy. But I fully expect Holtby to have a long career here. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe they'll get rid of him in the offseason with a big contract. But
I won't guarantee that Braden Holtby is here for the rest of his career.
No, I fully expect him to be here for a long time, though. Let's go to Robert in D.C. Robert, what's up, buddy? You on with the Junkies?
Yeah, for the Caps, I'll never get sucked in again, ever. My heart was broken when the Peter Mondra era, and they just couldn't get past the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I'll never watch them again.
Yeah, and, this is a different year, Robert. This is a different year. Have some faith. Different year.
No. My heart's been shattered in them years. It was every year the Penguins crushed them. There's no way to get over that.
Let me ask you this, Robert. Are you at least going to watch the games?
Yeah, I watch some of it, but I won't get...
You're not getting emotionally
involved. All right, I got
you. Oh, no.
Yep.
And, Eric, real quick, for your neck pain, you still got that?
Little bit. It's getting a little bit better each day, but, yeah, it's definitely still there.
Oh, you mean after my magic fingers went to work on you, you're starting to feel better? I'm surprised to hear that.
I think it's also... I think time just does it. But
that's probably more...
But go ahead. What do you got, my friend?
Do yoga. Go on YouTube and just type... yoga for neck pain. That's what I did. I had the same problem. I was in physical therapy, and it worked like a charm. You'll love it.
Yeah, I love yoga. I love yoga. Maybe.
Wait a second. You love yoga?
I actually love the way I feel after I do a yoga workout.
Really?
Yeah. It feels different than any other workout. It's hard, though. Butt hard.
Oh, it looks hard, hot, and sweaty.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested.
It's actually really hard. Sometimes when I vacation, like for a week, I'll just do yoga. I'll just Google like hot yoga teachers.
What's your favorite on YouTube? What's your favorite pose?
Probably when he sticks his butt in the air.
I don't really have a favorite pose.
Just imagines the worst things.
The dumbest little poses are all really, really hard.
I'm sure they are.
For someone like me.
Yeah.
Let's go to Greg in Rockville. Greg, what's up, man?
Hey, how y'all doing this
You know
morning?
What I really, hey, Greg, what's what up? I really need, I thought I was dreaming about this yesterday, but I don't have time, is I need to go to Sport and Spine.
Yep.
And I need to get one of those guys to do that neck thing where they just kind of they roll my neck around a little bit and then they crack it.
Oh, the manipulation.
And then it'll feel silly.
It does, but
you feel like your neck's going to roll down the
I have a
floor.
Hard. I've only had that done once.
Though.
It feels good. I've only done it once. I have a hard time letting go and trusting.
You have to really let go.
Trusting this sacred head and neck in somebody else's hands.
Do you think anyone's ever like paralyzed somebody doing that
I
maneuver?
I don't know, but it's a dicey move.
Because what they do is they kind of just like they get you to relax your neck.
Yeah.
Right? Relax it. Roll your head around a little bit. And then they crack it.
I must have trust issues because I really didn't want to like. Give that control over. But yeah. I did, and I felt better
afterwards.
Didn't
it feel amazing?
But it was kind of scurry.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Let's go to Greg in Rockville. What happened to him?
Drab's yelling at him because Greg went to speaker.
Right, is he a bad caller? He's a bad caller.
All right. Greg, what's up?
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Greggy, what up?
Hey, John, it's Coach Lyons from Magruder.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. Good to talk
Silly
to you all this
lax
morning.
Coach at Magruder. This is my guy.
Nice.
My
What's
guy.
Up, buddy?
So, you know, in the past, I've followed the Caps a little bit more during the regular season, but after, you know, heartache after heartache and just kind of, you know, getting too busy, really haven't followed them this year, been more like a Lurch fan, you know, kind of casual.
Mm-hmm.
Caught a couple games this year, but I'm excited for the playoffs. So I feel like it's different this year. And you know, I'm hoping that they can actually make something happen.
There you go. And, you know, I just there you go, buddy.
I got a different feeling about this team this year.
That's what I'm talking
Coach
about.
Coach Lyons is pumped for the Caps.
There you go, Coach. That's what I'm talking about. Believe me, I was like you. I was like
not
you
so much, but the Caps, I'm excited for.
Yeah, I mean, how could you be excited for the Wizards? They're an 8 seed going against a 1 seed. 8% chance historical.
Catch a bullet, Stevery, baby.
I mean, do people actually realize that? That 8 seeds have an 8% chance in the NBA of advancing?
Most people don't realize that.
What's the point?
Unless you follow NBA.
Yeah. What's the point of getting excited for that?
EB, all
well,
we
because
need
it
is,
has 8%. You still
all
got
we
a
need
chance.
Is a split. Just need a split in Toronto, and then it's on.
That means there's a 92% certainty.
You're telling me the Wiz can't get a split in Toronto?
Now, it doesn't matter. I'm just telling you the overall they're going to lose.
Well, let's set aside their performances against the Tankapalooza teams of the last 10 to 12 days. There have been some ugly ones. I think they can get a split
at Toronto in the regular season.
I think they can get a split at Toronto. It's all they need. Kind of grasping.
Let's go to Jamie Annandale. Jamie, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, how are
what's
you,
up, Jamie? Bud?
Pretty good. First, Eric, about your neck.
Yeah.
You're talking about going to the chiropractor. And like Kate just said, putting your you know, putting your life basically in a chiropractor's hands. I did it once, and they did that move, and I never went back again.
Yeah, but I've been going for years. I have people I trust. I've been going for years. Yeah,
if you go to a really good one, they make you feel really good.
A first timer when that happened, I'm like, what the hell was that? And I was like, I'm not going back again.
I know it's kind of scary, but it feels awesome.
It was. Yeah.
It is scary. Get
to the
I
Caps.
Getcha.
Yeah, get to the Caps. I'm a 30-year guy, and I've been down this road before, but I get excited because it's playoff hockey. If you're a hockey fan, this is your time of the year. I was up last night till midnight watching games.
Oh, really?
I had no investment in. Yeah, I was watching the Vegas game. I'm like, you know, this is an awesome game. It's 1-0. It's just watching the hockey, and it's just ramped up.
You're just a hockey
more
guy.
More than the regular season.
You're a hockey guy. So you're going to be there regardless.
I'm going to be there tonight in the arena. And I told Drab, I was like, yeah, I'll be excited because pregame, you know, they're getting the crowd pumped up and stuff. But you're sitting back and you're waiting. And you're like, what? How how is it going to happen this year? And watching Pittsburgh last night, I mean, I watched that for like 10 minutes. I'm like, I know where this is going.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it's going to end.
That game was over early.
That's how it's going to end.
And then I have a second thought about the Wizards. You guys have been talking for the last couple of months about, you know, maybe we can avoid Cleveland. Maybe we can be the seventh seed. This team's going to get swept by the Raptors. They are terrible. If you're going to lose to games like – if you're going to lose to teams like Orlando and Charlotte and the other poo-poo teams this year, they don't have a shot, man.
They've been doing it all year.
They've lost to 11 of their last 16. They've lost 11 of 16.
They're going to get sweepy-sweeped by the Raptors.
Well
– wow. If they're swept
– that would be bad.
That's a really bad look for Coach Brooks.
That might be, it might be a good thing, though, to shake – because the organization
not gonna get
needs a shake.
They're not going
to
get swept. I don't believe they'll win, but they're not going to get swept.
Let's go to.
I don't see a sweep either. But again,
no, but I mean,
I'm
I didn't even pondered that.
Yeah,
but what
remember,
if that happened?
John's going to play in every single game.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to be at full strength. You would assume, for, unless you know someone else gets hurt, for every single game.
Is it Ahmed?
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Hey, question for Lurch. So last night I went online to look up Bangrock, and I saw that it closed down. Did you know anything about that?
Bangrock, you mean the Thai restaurant in Ashburn?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they closed down.
Danish doors are shuttered?
Is that one of your jams?
I like Bangrock, yeah. What happened?
You had to find new Thai spots.
I don't know.
He's asking you.
I called them up. Nothing.
So the doors are locked? Is there a sign out there saying closed? What's up?
Yeah, that's what it said. Well, it said that online. It said permanently closed, and that was it.
I did not know that.
I think that tells you all you need to know.
Now, I hadn't been to Bangrock in a few weeks, probably, you know, I mean, maybe 6-8 weeks.
If I walked up to 106.7 The Fan and the office said permanently closed, it's over.
Bangrock.
It's good. It was, anyway.
All right, real quick, let's go to...
It's not enough people knew
Thai
about it.
Thai food's kind of overrated, personally.
Oh, I love Thai food.
Thai food's kind of, eh.
Go to Phil.
Really good.
I like Thai food.
How many ways can you do peanut chicken? Come on.
It's still good, though.
Phil, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's up, man?
You're on with the Junkies.
Yeah, I think that I'm pretty optimistic about both teams because there's not much pressure on either of them, as opposed to in the past when, you know, we look all
tight. I think there's tremendous pressure on the Caps.
No, I don't think so.
The coach is coaching for his life.
Yeah, I think the expectations may be lower, but there is pressure on Fox to go pretty deep in the playoffs.
The OV window of opportunity, I mean, it's clearly he's on the backside of everything. I mean, if it's closing. Of course there's pressure on this team.
We have a lot of great youth, though. And I think that, yeah, I don't know. I think that we have a lot of great youth, and we have a good future ahead of us anyway.
I'm not saying the future is bleak, but I'm saying your best chances are these years right now.
But, Phil, here's the deal, Phil. I don't care about the future. I care about this year.
You care about the present.
I care about beating Columbus, and I care about beating Pittsburgh if they play them. That's who I care. I don't care about 2020.
Well, when they play Pittsburgh.
We also looked really confident against the Penguins, and we looked really confident against CBJ. I don't think that we're going to get past the Eastern Conference Finals because, you know, whether we play Toronto or Boston, you know, it's going to be really tough.
Well, let's get past Columbus.
You're getting us way ahead.
Let's get past Columbus first.
So many steps ahead.
Let's win game one tonight.
But I kind of like his optimism.
Yeah, he's more optimistic
than I am. I don't know if it's well-founded, but I kind of like it.
All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. Open line Thursday. We're talking Caps jackets. We're talking Wizards playoffs. Nats lose to the Braves. Had a couple of brawls yesterday. We haven't even talked about that. They were good ones, too, especially the Pod Rocks.
Base brawls.
Oh, they were good. We got all kinds of stuff. Joe B's going to join us at 8. We got Chris Russell talks a little Caps there at 9. We got Chris Miller to talk Wiz. A lot going on. 800-636-1067. Give us a call.
I see what Valdez is doing here. Caps first game against the Jackets. Cold as ice. I see what DJ Matt Valdez is up to. Caps jackets tonight, 7:30 in D.C. Don't forget Joe Beninati joins us at 8 a.m. And Chris Russell, our Caps insider for 106.7 The Fan, he will break down the Caps with us as well at 9 a.m.
Here's a question for you. What time is game two? Game one tonight is at 7:30, right?
I believe game two is also at 7:30 on Sunday, but I'll double check that just to make sure.
All right, good. Because I'm going to the Nats game Sunday afternoon, which is a 1:30 game. I want to make sure I can watch that when I get home. Are you guys going to any of these games? You're obviously not going tonight. You going to go Sunday?
I don't know.
Possible.
Use the old cred. Media
I love
cred.
Gone, but I got to get more worked up. I'm just not. I'm in a weird spot, man.
You're kind of in a malaise right now.
Yes.
With the DC playoff teams.
Yes. 100%.
How do we shake you out of it? How
winning.
That's the only cure?
Yes.
Is winning?
Yes. I'm basically, I mean, I always will root for the home teams, but I'm like a bandwagon guy at this point. I cannot get emotionally invested for no reason. I'm certainly not going to get emotionally invested in a team that has an 8% chance historically of winning.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
The first round.
No.
This is a team we were hoping would maybe get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
The Sunday puck drop for the Caps, just like tonight, 7:30 p.m.
Right,
for game two.
I expect the Caps
and Caps same day.
By the way, I do expect the Caps to win their first round series. I expect the Wizards to lose, the Caps to win. I mean, are we on the record? Do you guys want to go on record? Have you done that yet? I expect the Caps to advance. I expect the Wizards to lose.
They're the better team, but I think it's more of a toss-up with the Caps than you
but
think.
But just pick. I'm picking the Capitals to advance.
Put it this way. I want them to win.
No.
I'm going to
make
bet,
a pick.
I'm going to bet the Columbus Blue Jackets in every game. Individually, every game.
But that's because
hedge.
Of odds.
The classic hedge.
That's because
odds
of odds.
Plus it's an emotional
okay.
hedge.
All right, take that out.
I can't.
Predict the series.
I can't do it. I can't take that out of the
Jinx,
equation.
Predict the series.
I don't like predicting series.
Don't ask
me. You're not a Jinx.
I will not pick the Capitals in
you're
any
not
series.
A Jinx.
I am not going on the record and predicting the Caps.
You have no impact.
I can't. I know I don't have any impact, but I just can't take 10 days of people assailing me on Twitter if and when the Caps lose to the Blue Jackets, just telling me it's my fault.
And yet,
I can't live with
that.
And yet,
even though I'm picking the Capitals to win, I do think that they will advance.
Yeah.
I can't get excited because the Penguins are looming. It's impossible to get excited for that series.
Trust me, I know why you hesitate. Yeah. Put your heart on the line.
Yeah, but I want to play.
It's like a death sentence. It's like you've been diagnosed with a malignant cancer that, you know, you got 2 weeks to live. That's basically what it is. You've got Penguins are the malignant cancer that's spread throughout your body. You've got them looming. You got 2 weeks to enjoy before the cancer kicks in. That's basically what it is. The Penguins are the cancer.
Trust me.
Don't force me to make a pick on the series.
Why?
Because I don't want to do that.
Because you're. I'm putting my
bet in right now. $50, Columbus.
I'll pick the Wizards series. I'll pick the Raptors in six. If you want to pick on that
I don't know when they're going to do it.
I just don't see the Wizards
will bow down and lose to the Raptors.
Yeah, that one I can pick.
That's an easy
one. I
don't
have a problem with that one.
It's almost easy.
Easy.
Seemingly.
The Caps are a little more dicey, but I think they will advance. And then it'll be over.
I mean, with all the expert picks that I saw on ESPN.com, it was 50-50? Pretty close to 50-50 people picking the Jackets or the Caps.
Well, who did we have on yesterday?
Wyshynski.
Greg Ski.
Yeah.
He picked Columbus.
Yeah. Picked him in seven on ESPN.com.
He's going to be right.
He knows a lot more than me, but for some reason I'm picking the Caps to win this series.
All right.
Well, they've won five out of the last six times in the first round.
The Caps.
Yeah.
They're,
as much as a guarantee as it is, they'll lose in the next round.
And they're facing,
they're silly in the
they're
first
facing
round.
A team in Columbus that has three postseason victories in their franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
They've never won a series.
And
Bobrovsky gets punked routinely by the Washington Capitals. He just does.
He does.
Look at his splits against them in his career.
Okay. But I keep telling everyone it's a different year.
Okay. I'm just hoping that the same Sergei Bobrovsky that has showed up in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree.
Throughout his career, the same guy is 3-10 lifetime in the playoffs. That guy needs to show up.
Man, I get so jacked for the playoffs.
Cakes, just make the pick. You're not guaranteeing anything. You're just making a prediction.
Don't want to make a pick. Not going to make a pick. I will not be strong-armed in making a pick.
All right, Valdez, what are you picking in each series?
Caps and Wizards.
Oh, you think the Wizards are going to win?
Oh, he's doing what
he does.
He's doing
his thing
in his head.
He gets attention dollars when it happens.
I forgot.
You almost can't even ask him anymore.
Yeah, you're a joke. All right, let's go to.
See, they ask for your pick, and then you just get mocked.
Well,
because
I forgot he does a different bit.
You just get slapped down.
He doesn't do a common sense bit. He doesn't.
Yeah, because the favorites win all the time.
Well, usually when the eight plays the one.
No, this is what Valdez hopes for. He hopes that all the home teams win.
Usually, when the eight plays, so
he's going to go with the 8% chance. So he would never.
He doesn't.
Go with
he would never put his money on it.
Of course, he doesn't believe that. He wants the DC Sports Blog to write an article about him. That radio producer picks all local
hey,
teams to win.
It's a genius move. Good for him.
He's wrong.
Does that position even exist anymore? Let's go to Walt in Alexandria. Walt, what's up, buddy? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Walt, how are you, bud?
Yes. How
are
you gentlemen doing this morning?
Oh, great.
You know, I heard Martinez going on the air the other day after the Nats had lost with leaving 14 runners on base. He was telling about how they were playing good baseball and they're going to get better. But the thing of it is, in my opinion, that's lousy baseball. Martinez must be able to come out and tell them, you guys are playing lousy baseball. You got to be able to do better. Now, no, maybe he says something different to the team than he says on the air. But you must be a coach, if you're going to succeed, to go ahead and tell the people, this is what you got to do. You must play better baseball than that. And as far as the Caps are concerned, Hopi, they had to replace him. He's a probably good goalie. But then again, a probably good is not good enough to win. So that's why they had to go and make a change to the other goalie. And I'm hoping that they do better. But we'll see. Like I said, the proof is in the pudding. So we'll see what happens. So what do you gentlemen think about the whole situation?
Well, I do believe the proof is in the pudding. Proof is in the pudding. Well, as far as the Nats look, it's not the best start. They're 6-6. They've lost 4 out of 6 at home.
But I think last year they started out 5-5.
Yeah. So it's such a long year. You know,
at least 5.
They're not playing
four.
Great, no doubt. They're not playing great. They're not hitting the ball great. You know, they're not getting timely hits. Bullpen's been shaky. Base running's been a little bit shaky.
They're too good.
But you know what?
They're too good.
Let's just.
They're healthy. They're too good.
The one thing you just have to be concerned with, you know, you shouldn't be concerned with the Nats in terms of winning games. They're going to win games. Just be concerned with the fact that the Mets are off to a 10-1 start. Now the Mets are going to come back down to earth too, but if they can stay healthy, they're going to be a real pain in the ass. Yeah. That's what I would be concerned about.
I don't like that they're off to a great start because I think that sets the tone. I've said it a million times. It's annoying.
Yeah.
But you start to believe in yourselves. You start to think you're really, really good. Guys get confident.
I mean, if you're 7.5, 8.5 out,
and then you're just building a big lead
by first week of May, you can certainly come back from that, but it's hard.
All right, let's go to Lewis in Fairfax. 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, Lewis, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey guys, happy spring.
Hey Lewis,
what's going on, buddy?
Happy spring.
How about this? The evolution of athletes has led to greater parity in pro sports, especially in the NBA and in the NFL, which leads me to think that there will be at least 2 lower-seeded teams in the NBA playoffs getting past the first round.
Well, that happens all the time. Lower-seeded teams, but not 8
yes,
seeds.
Yes, the Pelicans can beat the Blazers. The Jazz can beat the Thunder. Yeah,
there's a dramatic difference.
But that's a difference. There's a huge difference between that and the 8 beating a 1.
Right. 4-5 series, totally different. 3-6, even a 7. A 1-8 series, you got an 8% chance, buddy. 8% historically.
What do you think about
that? Hey, Eric, if the Wizards beat the Raptors, can I throw a maple pie in your face?
No.
Why a maple pie?
No. I'm not guaranteeing it.
Let him do that.
No,
if the Wizards lose, you can shove a maple pie in my face.
No, I'm not. No, go back to the drawing board.
You can throw it in Awan's face, no matter what happens in the series.
It's Bit Boy.
I know. Listen, I'm up for certain things. I don't want a pie thrown in my face.
Why? It's almost guaranteed the Wizards are going to lose.
I'm pretty confident of it, but I don't want a pie in my face. Hey, sorry.
Who doesn't like a delicious pie smushed in their face?
But he let me spank him bare butt with a fish when the Seahawks beat the Redskins.
I don't even remember. I have no recollection of it. Did that occur?
Yes.
Oh, it happened.
Did I pull my pants down?
Yes. All the way down.
Did you hit the boxers or the buns?
Buns.
The buns.
Was that a regular season game?
No,
it was
the playoffs.
RG3.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
I mean, that was. We had that game.
They were 14-0, weren't they?
I mean, if Shanny just put Cousins in, not been so stubborn, big dope.
God, what a disaster.
That's funny.
Nah, I'm not doing a bit. I'm giving you just my honest feeling. Sorry.
Right, you're playing the odds.
When's
playing the odds.
All you do is playing the odds.
When's the last time an 8 beat a 1? 2011? Is that true, Drabby? Grizzlies beat the Spurs 2011?
I think that's true.
Drabby's multitasking.
Seven years. It just doesn't happen, people. Eights don't beat ones. Very rarely. 92% of the time, one seeds win. Anything can happen, but...
And yet you're too scared to do the bit.
I don't want a pie in my face, and I would get no pleasure putting one in your dumb face.
It's just a pain in the butt, yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number. It's an open line Thursday here with the Junks. Don't forget Joe Beninati from NBC Sports Washington joins us at 8 to talk more Caps Blue Jackets.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.